This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The world's greatest golfers are in Charlotte on the hunt for the Wanamaker Trophy at Quail Hollow and want to make a lot of money.
I want to win for a lot of different reasons. Is money one of them? Yeah.
This is Primetime on PGA Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Competitively, it's not about that. It's about trying to win golf tournaments.
The Fan.
Well, competitively, it is about trying to win golf tournaments. Unfortunately for Masters champion Rory McIlroy, he is 3 over par and 9 shots. No, excuse me, 8 shots
not so
off
good.
The lead. Not great.
No. I think 8 might be a little bit of a tough hole to climb out of.
Yeah, I'd say so.
No, he doesn't need it. He's got the Grand Slam, right?
That's fine. Right. He could be in cruise control here for the rest of the year and no one would bat an eye.
Well, that's why I wonder, too, like... Look, I know everyone's trying to win every tournament, but this is like why we ask players in the NBA, like they don't play hard every game and they don't play defense. Like you can't go balls out every game.
Yeah,
every
this is
possession.
The human condition. You can only give your max so often or so much of the time.
Now you wonder, like, if you're Rory, right? You got more money than you know what to do with. Yeah, it's a.
You've been on the celebration tour,
having some pops, celebrating a little bit. The PGA, you're like, you know, maybe you know.
It's also a place he's won 4 times. He's like, I got this. No problem.
It's fine. You just wonder how truly dialed in. He's like, I'll see you at the British. We're fine.
Yeah. See you at Royal Portrush.
Yeah.
Well, I want to finish up on a couple of NFL items, including we talked yesterday. I still think that the Schedule Rizzy may have been the best schedule release, the one that we played on
the
air.
The Schedule Rizzy was pretty good. I saw the Raiders one I liked. I thought that one was pretty good.
The only thing I saw of the Raiders one was that they trolled the ringless Chargers.
They trolled everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So theirs was a long one, but like they went through each employee was, and so there was a unique thing for every team that they played.
Sure.
Like they were the ones that had the card, the first down.
Yes,
card.
Yes. Well, I think that was Steritor, I think.
Yeah. So they were involved in that game. So they were hanging a photo of that game and the guy was like, is that straight? And he's like, let's measure. And they brought out the sticks.
That's great.
And they measured it. And yeah, they did something unique for each and every team. It was pretty well done.
This it kind of hit me today. This is these franchises' social media team Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's another event, not even like opening, you know, week one kickoff or we made the playoffs. They plan this for months.
Yes.
And then they get together and they're ready for it to drop. I saw somebody from the Chargers social media team saying they met as many as 5 times a day mm-hmm. to discuss writing and editing and plotting and whatever. And this went on for months. And
yeah,
so
that was the other good one. The Bills one was pretty good. The AI one.
I didn't see the Bills one.
So it was the Bills GM and he calls Josh Allen who's working out.
Oh, I did see this one.
And they took some heat from Philly fan. Cause you know, so he calls Josh Allen and he's like, hey, we need to do something for our release video. And, Josh Allen goes, just use AI. And the GM's like, AI? And he goes, yeah. He goes, AI will do it. And he's like, that, you know. And so then the GM's like, AI. And it cuts to Allen Iverson. And Allen Iverson's like, what? You? And he says, yeah, I want you to do the schedule. And Allen Iverson's like, okay. And he just holds up a piece of paper. And he's like, this is the Bills schedule. And that's it. And then it cuts to the like someone else calling the GM. And he's like, hey, did you get it figured out? He goes, yeah. He goes, AI was great. AI took care of everything.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they try to get Allen Iverson to say, go Bills. And Allen Iverson's like, go Josh Allen.
It was fantastic.
It was well done. There were a couple good ones out there.
The other one
making the rounds
with the with some pop culture crossover. The Ravens did Ravon Industries. It's the work is important and mysterious. They did a Severance themed one.
Oh, okay,
and they had a whole facility. They had players from the team sitting down at the weird little 4-man cubicles. They had Tyler Linderbaum with his little Tyler L light up thingy, just like Mark S. And they roped in all of that stuff. I saw the Broncos went with a whole mutton busting theme.
Yeah, they did a mutton busting.
They basically just assigned a team or team's logo or persona to one of these kids riding the sheep that are getting bucked and thrown off.
Yeah.
And then the Chargers is the one that the most people had, the people picked apart the most. They left a bunch of Easter eggs in theirs. Will, you may know about this more than I do. Minecraft is like the big thing with the kids.
Yeah.
Like it's a video game.
It's huge.
Well, it's a video game and they made a movie out of it.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, the movie just theaters came right now, right?
Yeah, so they reference it a lot in there.
They had to apologize.
So
that was a funny joke.
They did. So they had to. I think it was the Colts also had a Minecraft one, and it was the Colts that had to apologize because they had the when they were playing the Miami Dolphins, they had the Coast Guard arresting
Tyreek Hill,
the Dolphin, yeah. And they apologized for that. I think also in that one, the lesser bandied about element is they had Will Levis getting hit by a bus with a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And so they have since apologized. They also made a formal apology to Microsoft for stealing the Minecraft stuff. I guess the Chargers had that clear because they've not made such an apology.
No, I thought it was the Chargers because
they also did Minecraft.
I was under the assumption only one team had
of course
used Minecraft.
But included in the Chargers video of their schedule release, when they got to the Colts, they had Anthony Richardson running out of gas as he was driving his car, a reference to him taking himself out of the game. They had the Giants still being haunted by the ghosts of Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones. Mm. For the Bears, they had the Washington Hail Mary play with Tyreek Stevenson jumping around and waving in the end zone. They also took aim at, let's see, oh, they included the Ian Rappaport-Jordan Schultz fight in the Starbucks in Indianapolis.
That's fun. Yeah.
They went on to, the Cowboys got cooked pretty good. They had light pouring into the stadium affecting the problem that Jerry Jones couldn't solve.
Yeah.
Additionally, on the Jumbotron, they put the Mavericks fans mouthing Fire Nico,
and
then
saw that
with the marquee reading Defense Wins Championships. So they went all in there. When they go to visit the Vikings, they have banners up that say Best Record Among Wild Card Teams 2024. And catching strays, the Minnesota Wild eight-time first-round loser. The Raiders fans, this was pretty good. When it came to the Raiders, they put up a QR code that was for Raiders fans to scan. And when you go to the link, there's another QR code, and then there's another QR code, and there's another QR code. And it goes through 10 times, and it's a different message each time. Just scan, baby. You're almost there. And they just hand him a big L at the end. And it was just for that. So,
I do appreciate the fact that social media teams, when done right,
yeah,
there are certain teams, and all through college in this, there are some social media teams that do a really, really good job and that are clever about it and poking fun, but in a fun way.
Yeah, it didn't really feel like anything here crossed the line with what the Chargers did, but they had little bits of, you know, social media gossip and things like that against everybody. It was great.
Well, that's what you got to do. Like, I mean, that's the whole point is you want engagement, you want interaction, and you want clicks.
Now, the other interesting thing that came out of the schedule release that I didn't realize yesterday is that there were three teams who did not get a primetime game.
Yeah.
Now, because of the ability to flex games later in the season, I think there's a decent chance that there's one or two of these teams that do get flexed in because of who their quarterbacks are.
Yeah.
And those three teams that did not get a primetime game are the Saints. Okay, I get that to
makes
a degree.
Sense. Now, if they get Aaron Rodgers, then all of a sudden maybe that's a little bit different. But why would anyone want to watch the Saints in a primetime game?
That one made sense to me. But the Browns, I get there's not a lot to write home about right now, but with the quarterback situation brewing with Shedeur Sanders,
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Again, I tickle me skeptical. I just the Shedeur Sanders thing is going to be a non-story.
There'd be no reason to put them on the primetime schedule now.
Shedeur Sanders is not good. I don't know.
When he gets a shot, America's going to want to see it.
Maybe we'll see. we'll see about that. I just think eventually he just fades. This is something that we as a media are trying to keep in the headlines because his last name is Sanders.
Well, and I think because of the slide and all of that went with it.
We'll see what happens.
But the one that's really the shocker is the team with the number one overall pick and the next franchise quarterback. The Tennessee Titans did not get a primetime game.
No. I would assume that at least once you'd want to get a look at Cam Ward.
Yeah. But,
and that's one, too. If Cam has a Jaden Daniels-like resurgence, then we'll see Tennessee. That's almost like a prove it sort of thing. But the other two make total sense. Little surprise that Tennessee didn't get one.
Well, we always love it when our politicians with our tax dollars get involved in our sports, and that's happening in both Ohio and Texas. I have a couple stories for you relating to politics and sports coming up next. Primetime and SOB Edition, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.